For Schedule 5 services before 1 January 2010 and all services, but for the exceptions, after 1st of January 2010, a UK supplier supplying services to a business in another member state or even outside the member states will not charge UK VAT. The place of supply will be where the customer belongs. This means that in theory, the supplier has a responsibility to register in the member state concerned and charge VAT. However, as with the current rule, there is a simplification procedure known as the reverse charge procedure. Under this procedure, the customer accounts for VAT in his or her own member state. VAT is accounted for by adopting the reverse charge, which means converting the supplier's invoice to local currency, charging local VAT, and paying that VAT to the VAT authorities in the country concerned. If it is possible, this self-generated VAT charge can be claimed back on VAT returns. Taking the reverse scenario, where services are imported from suppliers outside the UK, a UK business has the responsibility of undertaking the reverse charge procedure and accounting for UK VAT. This UK VAT is declared to HM Revenue and Customs in box 1 of VAT returns, and the self-generated VAT charge can be reclaimed if the business is entitled to reclaim its VAT. In other words, the business is not exempt from VAT. From the 1st of January 2010, there will be a requirement to submit quarterly statements similar to EC sales lists for goods for services provided to customers in other member states. For most service businesses, the submission of sales lists is a new requirement and will involve changes to IT and accounting systems. There will need to be processes to collect customers' VAT registration numbers, validate VAT numbers, capture the value of services to each customer, and there are different time of supply rules, which I will comment on in a moment. Differentiate between goods and services. Recognise the exceptions to reverse charge services, such as services relating to land and performance type services. For these services, do not have to be reported on a sales list. The sales list is a list of VAT registration numbers of customers in other member states and a list of the values of services supplied to each particular customer. There is no requirement to report services supplied to private individuals or to customers in the same member state as the supplier or to customers outside the EU.